This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
After a fumble in Cincinnati, Joe Flacco throws a short touchdown pass, and the Cincinnati Bengals lead 10-0. Talked about that number ballooning to 7 pregame, 7.5 first half, and right now a 10-0 lead for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers have gotten the ball back, a touchback from the Green Bay Packers. 3-0 is the score, and an interception from Anthony Richardson. I don't know if this was his fault, though. It was deflected off of a wide receiver's hands. Patriots lead 3-0. They've moved to the favorite. Real quickly, before we bring in our guest, our buddy Adam Hill from the Las Vegas Review-Journal just said, Kirk Cousins, Ashton Jeanty, and Brock Bowers announced as starters. Raiders kickoff moments away.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Chuck Edel, Las Vegas pro bettor. He loves the NFL preseason. 2024 Circa Friday Football Invitational champ. Chuck, great to have you on. It's been a while. We haven't had you on the show. How's your summer been, and how much preseason action do you have tonight?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. I got some preseason action. Not a heavy dose, but I did play some preseason. I have some first quarters, first half type stuff. I did play some full games, and it's a different the preseason's different now than it was 5 years ago. Obviously, with the down to three games and a little bit of different. I do notice this year it does seem to me like more starters are playing. Especially, game one than have in the past. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, we saw that tonight with the Bengals. Zach Taylor decided to play Joe Burrow and some starters for a series in that game tonight. And that line ballooned all the way up to Bengals as 7-point favorites, 6.5, 7-point favorites in the game. And that's actually 7 or 7.5 in the first half tonight in Cincinnati. And, Chuck, it's always – how do you approach it? How do you quantify it? Because a lot of times you see starters are going to play. They might only play one series. Did you do anything with that Lions-Bengals game?
Yeah, I didn't. And I'll be honest, I was tempted to take the Lions, except their quarterback situation's in a little disarray. I mean, who they were throwing out there. But, the overreaction to some of the stuff, that's even like Burrow, what did he threw six passes, the line moved from 3.5 to 7. Even in the first game, Pittsburgh, was sitting at about a 1.5-point favorite. Now they say Love's going to play and the starters were going to play a series. And all of a sudden that line moved 4.5 points. A lot of overreaction on some of these games, especially for week one. You know that even if the starters are playing, they're not going to be in there long. So I tend to try to stay away from some of that. I do look, though, at the quarters and the halves more than I would for the full game as far as playing more on them in certain situations on week one.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. You got a bunch of plays in the first quarter, first half. You've always played them that way in the past. And you got to wait for those numbers to pop up. A lot of times you got to play the waiting game to get those numbers, right? Do you get down? Can you find that you can get down what you want at most books on the NFL preseason?
Well, for the full game, and that is the problem, because now the line, once the line moves, of course, like you were talking about the Cincinnati line being so heavy for the first half. So that is a problem. So sometimes I do try to jump in and get some of the full game if I see the information. And then I could either get off the game, but I am looking to play some of these quarters and halves, and sometimes when the line comes out, they're not playable.
Chuck Edel with us, Las Vegas pro bettor. We're talking NFL preseason. How about the game that's about to kick off in Vegas? Do you think this is an overreaction or not? Raiders up to 3.5-point favorites against the Cardinals. And like we mentioned, Kirk Cousins will start. Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers is going to be on the field tonight. You got a new coach in Clint Kubiak. You're going to see Fernando Mendoza, Aiden O'Connell tonight. Did you bet the Cardinals-Raiders game?
I did not, but I don't know. I don't know how much of overreaction. I mean, you do see a pretty good quarterback rotation for the Raiders. Even O'Connell, the third man up. has a lot of starting experience. Kubiak said that he was going to play, he might even play some of the starter offensive line with Mendoza. So you might see some of the starter, some of the starters staying there longer. You know, the Cardinals also playing their starters with Brissett going in that game. But it looks like Slovis is going to play pretty much the second half. So I would give the Raiders a little bit of an edge, but I did not play the game.
I did play the Raiders minus one here, and that's my only side bet tonight. Tim?
And game about to get underway. Ball is teed up, so the Arizona Cardinals about to kick it off to the Las Vegas Raiders as we're talking preseason with Chuck Edel. Chuck, looking ahead to tomorrow. We've got three games on the slate tomorrow. Miami, Washington, those two teams are playing against each other right now in practice, so you might not see a ton of starters in that game. Tampa, New York, let's stop here. Seeing a big movement towards the Jets here. What do you make of this spot tomorrow at MetLife with the Jets now up to around 5.5, 6 against Tampa?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those games that I am going to be looking to play the Jets first quarter, first half here. You know, Tampa Mayfield is out, so Browning was going to be starting the game, and he got injured in practice this week, so now he's out. There's only two quarterbacks left on the roster for Tampa, Connor Basilak and Jalen Daniels. They're both going to be, you know, playing a half, it looks like, in this game. So, you know, starters are not going to play for Tampa. Meanwhile, the Jets are going to play their starters. Geno Smith is going to start for the Jets here with their starters. And then you're going to go to Klubnik and Brady Cook, I believe, is going to mop the things up. But I'm going to look to go. Tampa right now offensively could be in a little bit of trouble early on in the season here. And I'll look to maybe play the Jets first quarter, first half with the right number.
And then we got seven games, Chuck, on Saturday, a game that I think a lot of people are interested in because of the true quarterback competition, Cleveland visiting Chicago. Right now, Cleveland across the board sitting at 3. Got a relatively high total based off of what we expect in preseasons at 40.5. What jumps out to you with Cleveland and Chicago on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, this is a game I already did play. I did play Cleveland here. And obviously the news came out, Watson's going to play the first half, Sanders is going to play the second half, and they'll flip-flop next week for their second preseason game. But Monken said he's going to play his starters this preseason. How long they're going to play, I don't know. But the fact that you know Watson's going to play the whole first half, I assume you're going to see some starting offensive linemen stay in probably longer than you normally would. And meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, Bears are not going to play any starters. Caleb Williams will not play. You're going to see Tyson Badgett and then some Case Keenum and Miller Moss to mop things up. So I think he got a little bit of an advantage there with Cleveland. And again, I did play him for the full game, and I also will look to play first quarter, first half with the Browns.
Hey, Chuck, you're a Chicago guy. Last year, Ben Johnson went into the preseason. You could tell he wanted to I'm going to say wanted to win, or he was game planning to win in the preseason. He wanted to get the Bears off on the right track, and they went 2-0-1. Do you think Ben Johnson cares as much about winning this preseason? Because the Bears have so many injuries piling up.
I don't think, you know, last year was a different animal. He came in there. He wanted to change the culture. This year is completely different. He did his job. He changed the culture. Now he just got to get them ready to play for the season. I don't think there's any – I don't think it's a totally different. I would say no, Ben Johnson really doesn't. He just wants to get the guys ready to play for the season here. And as you can see by week one, he's not playing nobody.
I did bet the Browns minus one in that game. It's up to 3, 3.5. Total is 40. Any thoughts on the total in that game or any totals that you bet the next couple days?
I did play a little bit tonight. There's the one game left there tonight with the Tennessee-San Fran, the only total I did play it over. You know, initially, you know, Tennessee's going to play their offensive starters here this evening. And Saleh said he might not play the defensive starters too much, but he did want to get their offense a look there with Ward and Levis, and he's going to play him. So I thought even, you know, Mac Jones, you know, is going to play for the Niners, and then a couple of young guys, Curtis Rourke and Adrian Martinez, going to finish up. But they've been in a joint practice this week as well. And Dable has taken over the offensive play calling duties there for Tennessee. So I took a little dabble at the over in that game and see what happens there. I also like Tennessee, you know, first quarter, first half there.
Chuck Edel with us. 2024 Friday Football Invitational Champ, Las Vegas Pro Bettor. How about Friday night? Will Hill and I will be in here watching Dolphins, Commanders, Bucks, Jets, and Broncos, Falcons. This quarterback situation for the Falcons in preseason, Chuck, a little bit curious. And it looks like that Michael Penix not going to play tomorrow night. I don't know how much he's going to play in the preseason coming off the knee injury. Broncos up to four and a half point favorites, total of 40.
This is an interesting game. So, you know, the line opened about Denver 3.5, and then it got bet up all the way up to 5.5. And then Raz released the Denver Broncos. That line went all the way up to 7. And, I was reading like every article, like, am I missing something here? What's going on? I couldn't figure it out. I took out yesterday. I played all the sevens. I mean, it seemed like there was obviously other people moving along with me on those sevens when they did pop up. And, again, I mean, Denver's going to play their starters maybe 10 to 15 plays, but so are the Falcons. Tua's going to play about 10 plays there. The backups with Stidham and Ellinger are going to go for Denver, and then Cooper Rush you got for the Falcons. But that was when we talked about some inflated numbers. Mm-hmm. I thought that number was crazy at 7. I still can't figure out where all the money comes. I might figure it out after the game's over, but right now I like my position.
Chuck, great stuff. Best of luck with your bets this weekend. Good to have football back.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
There he is. Pro Bettor, Chuck Edel, 2024 Circa Friday Football Invitational Champion. We'll get you updated. Raiders first drive. They're in the red zone of the Arizona Cardinals.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Right down the field, silver and black into the end zone, Matt. Kirk Cousins, 5 of 6, 50 yards, touchdown pass to the pride of South Bend, Indiana. Well, he's not from South Bend, Indiana. Former Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer, touchdown reception. Ashton Gentry had a couple nice runs, and the Las Vegas Raiders right down the field, Matt, and they get on the board first. That live number up to 6.5, total 45.5. Raiders into the end zone very quickly against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Cousins had a big third down completion to Jack Beck during that drive. It was a great grab by Beck to kept the drive alive, and Cousins made it look easy there. This kid, Mendoza, might not see the field the entire year.
They should look to trade him.
I know. I think Cousins is going to be the future of the Raiders franchise. Now, I would say that the Arizona Cardinals defense, every bit as bad as it was at the end of last season and in the Hall of Fame game. Hopefully, the Raiders quarterbacks can keep this going.
Be curious to see when we get Fernando Mendoza. Will we get another series from Kirk Cousins, or is that enough for Clint Kubiak?
I think that's it. Think that's it. Bring in the rookie now. I mean, you had accomplished exactly what you wanted with Cousins on the field in that first drive. Now bring in Mendoza.
Yep, yeah. I totally agree, and I think that will more than likely be the situation that we have. The other game going on right now, Packers and Steelers. 3-0 is the score at the 2-minute warning. So the first half under, if you played that, was a easy victory for you. We'll see if the Pittsburgh Steelers can get on the board here. They will get the ball to start the second half for the old middle eight, if you will, Matt. Tyrod Taylor's night is done, and it is now Kyle McCord in for the Green Bay Packers. Will Howard in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I was taking my shots at Mason Rudolph. Hey, what do we need Mason Rudolph out there? He's actually pretty decent so far tonight. Will Howard, we'll see. He'll have the ball and try to get them on the board. Jeremy Bernard, one takeaway for me, Matt. Actually, two takeaways that I saw from the Packers game so far is that the Packers have a kicker, Trey mm-hmm. Smack. He had a 7-yarder that got wiped off due to injury.
He looks good.
And then they hit a 37-yarder. And Jeremy Bernard, the second-round pick out of Alabama, looked pretty good, too. 4 catches, 51 yards for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Three takeaways, Tim. The third takeaway is the Steelers, very sloppy.
Yes.
And their opener under Big Mike McCarthy. They did no hitting in training camp, and tonight they look like a team that's not ready to play a real game.
Already seven penalties in this game. I believe three personal fouls, even though one on that field goal was pretty questionable. But a couple dumb penalties, what you're going to see in the preseason. 3-0 the score remains, Packers and Steelers. Jacoby Brissett making his Cardinals debut, Matt, as he did not play in the Hall of Fame game.
What is going on here? The right tackle jumped. Did you see that?
I did not.
The right tackle clearly jumped. There was no penalty flag. And then there's a flag for pass interference. What's the right tackle? He jumps, and that's clear as day. And there's no flag, and then there's a flag here for pass interference, which watching the replay, I'm not sure if this should be a flag either. So I don't know. The officials are in preseason too. One thing about we wait all year for or all summer for the NFL to come back, and we forget we have to watch this officiating fiasco game after game after game.
So we got a handful of games underway still.
Is it a bad sign, Tim, that I'm already annoyed by the officials in the first half of the first night of the preseason? Wow.
Maybe just a little bit. As another game to keep an eye on here, the Colts are at the, I believe, 1-yard line right now. Anthony Richardson just had a 7-yard run down to the 1-yard line. So 3-0 the score, but it looks like the Colts will get into the end zone. Don't look now, Matt. Guess what's happening in Pittsburgh and Green Bay? Refs are talking. That's what we came there to see. All right, so you know what? Good to have it back. Good to have football back. 2-minute warning in Cincinnati, Matt, and this was the line that we saw move quite a bit because of the expectation of the starters for the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll see how this plays out. This could be a situation, Matt, where it is wrong handicap, right result, because the thought was, well, the starters are going to play, so you got to bet the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow and the starters played 2 series, and then they got a Luke Altmyer turnover that allowed a short field. Actually, I don't even know it was an Altmyer turnover. Whatever it was, gave them a short field. Joe Flacco throws a touchdown pass, so we will see, but that could be a field goal situation brewing here in just a little bit. The ball was at the 1-yard line, but the Colts have fumbled, Matt. So they have given the ball back to the Indianapolis Colts. So we're reading box scores right now because the only 2 games we have on screens are Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Arizona, and Las Vegas.
And by the way, that's true in the sportsbook as well. And that's odd because you would think on a night where you've got games televised in local markets all across the NFL that we could get them here in the sportsbook, and we don't.
It's a weird situation. I'm sure Derek and many sportsbooks operators are frustrated about it, but it's all local TV networks majority of the time that have it. So the only nationally televised game is Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and then Arizona and Las Vegas, fortunately for us, is local television, but the other games are all locally, so we don't get them. So that is why we sit here without live screens on a handful of these games, but we will do our best, and that's why our game of the night is Arizona and Las Vegas with 6:40 to go. And right now, Tyler Allgeier, no Jeremiah Love tonight for Arizona Cardinals.
You haven't been watching the game. Love's already had a couple of runs.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah. Love had a couple of runs early for
2 carries for 5 yards.
Didn't do a whole lot, but Tyler Allgeier in the game. Now, one thing about the Cardinals, they should be able to run the ball pretty effectively this season. It's not a great offensive line, but you've got some talented backs. And Jacoby Brissett should be able to, just like he did here, hand off to Allgeier, and he gets the first down around the left end. With Love and Allgeier, the Cardinals should have a decent running attack.
Live total in this one now up to 46.5 as the Cardinals on the move here, as the number is still 3.5 in favor of the Las Vegas Raiders as they scored a touchdown on their opening drive. Will Howard wide open across the middle of the field inside the 40-yard line as the Pittsburgh Steelers running the 2-minute drill, see if they can get some points on the board. They did have a touchdown wiped off the board due to holding, went for it on 4th-and-3, did not get it. So that is why Pittsburgh still without points here tonight. Arizona inside the 15-yard line, Matt. And it is Tyler Allgeier again. Nothing doing there, so it'll be 2nd-and-10 upcoming for the Arizona Cardinals.
A diehard Raiders fan asked me yesterday, what would you do with the win total for the Raiders? And I said, well, I think the number's about right. The thing is, I want to watch the preseason, see how much talent they've got on defense and if this defense is going to be better. And that's, you know, you can't evaluate these sort of things in the preseason. Raiders need to make a big leap on defense if they're going to get over that win total, because the defense was abysmal for most of last season. I think the Raiders should be pretty good offensively. I'm a little bit surprised they didn't do more in terms of the wide receiver position in the offseason. They must really love guys like Jack Beck and think he's going to emerge, but the tight ends are outstanding.
Yeah.
The wide receivers could be a little bit of a weakness, so I think the Raiders should be fine offensively. I do have questions about that defense, and here we're watching the Cardinals drive right down the field on that defense.
Yeah, you think about that offense, Matt. How much do you get from Ashton Jeanty? Certainly, expectations were very high last year. We sniffed it out on draft night saying, this is a luxury pick for a team that's not very good. So now year two, do you get a little bit more production from Ashton Jeanty? They also drafted Mike Washington in the fourth round of this past year's NFL draft. And they got Roman Hemby, a 1,000-yard rusher from Indiana, as a free agent, as Jacoby Brissett connects inside the 10-yard line here. So third and short inside the 10 here for the Arizona Cardinals as they are driving 7-0 is the score. If you want to read more about NFL inside and out, we'll get our VSiN intro offer for $9.99 right now. You would get our NFL betting guide as well as our college football betting guide. 345 pages inside that that college football betting guide. $9.99 to check out what we have to offer. And with that, you get both of our betting guides. So check it out, VSiN.com/subscribe. Best bets, betting splits, everything you could ask for and more. A screen here gets the Steelers inside the 25-yard line.
What a pass by Jacoby Brissett.
We get a touchdown.
Back in the end zone to Marvin Harrison Jr.
Maserati Marv.
Cardinals 7-6. That was a hell of a play by a hell of a throw by Brissett and catch by Harrison in the back of the end zone. So we could have a shootout here tonight in Vegas.
And we get a touchdown in Pittsburgh. Is he into the end zone? It looks like Will Howard engineered a two-minute drive to move the ball down the field there and was Tonyan in his revenge game against the Packers in the end zone before his knee came down. So a couple of touchdowns here as we see some excitement in the final couple of moments. Extra point up and clank.
No good.
Off the it clanks in.
Through.
Wow, it hits off the right upright and goes through, but we do have a flag on the field here. Robert Tonyan, by the way, did catch a touchdown pass. They're checking it out right now. Steelers up 6-3 pending that touchdown. Chargers on the board first against the Texans. 7-7. Cardinals and Raiders, football back, albeit preseason. It is VSiN primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
As we expected, Matt, Fernando Mendoza in for the Las Vegas Raiders. Hand off on the first play. Tell you what, this guy looks like a bust.
That's the most predictable call of all time. You got a rookie quarterback, first play, hand off up the middle.
Update real quickly on a handful of other games. As we went to break, it looked like the Steelers had connected to Robert Tonyan, the former Packer, for a touchdown. Well, he was down at the one-yard line. I know we don't do first touchdown bets in the preseason, I don't believe. Lou Nichols ends up getting the touchdown after the replay showed he was down at the one-yard line. Steelers lead 7-3 right now over the Packers. Live number, and that one sits at 3.5. If you laid 7 in the first half, the Lions did kick a field goal, Matt, so it is now 10-3 with 20 seconds to go in the first half.
Well, I will say this. If you laid that number, if you laid the worst possible number, you deserve to lose. That number went to 7.5 in the first half. Mendoza, third and long.
There we go.
How about that? 10-yard completion.
Another completion on third down to Beck.
Jack Beck, Mr. Third Down, moved the sticks.
Fernando Mendoza out there making his first appearance in the silver and black. We'll see if the Packers can get down and get into field goal range. As I mentioned, the most impressive part so far tonight for the Packers game is that it looks like they have a legit kicker. They drafted Trey Smack, I believe, in the sixth round out of Florida, and he is looked the part so far, and we'll see if he gets into field goal range here. I'm sure LaFleur would love to get an opportunity to get him a lengthy field goal at the end of this first half. So 7-3 to score in Pittsburgh. Fernando Mendoza in the game right now for the Las Vegas Raiders. And we've got a touchdown, Matt, in Houston as Davis Mills has thrown a touchdown pass to Jared Wayne. 7-3 Houston with the lead over the Los Angeles Chargers. And right now the Houston Texans, 3.5-point favorites, total up to 41.5.
Now let's talk about these quarterback situations here for the Raiders and the Cardinals, because after the Hall of Fame game, you know, we've said it, a lot of other people have said it, what's the point of the Cardinals starting Jacoby Brissett, right? Mm-hmm. See what Carson Beck can do. You got a young quarterback who's a draft pick, high draft pick, find out what Carson Beck can do, and the Cardinals should go that route. That's what a lot of people have said. Now, with the Raiders, you have a totally different situation. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, it's probably best to let Kirk Cousins play for a while. Mendoza learned from the sideline. That's what Tom Brady, John Spytek, Clint Kubiak, they want Mendoza to learn on the sideline, at least for a while, under the veteran. But I'll tell you what, Jacoby Brissett looked really good on that first drive tonight. He did. I thought he made some outstanding throws, pinpoint throws under pressure. And if you were Matt LaFleur or Mike LaFleur, a coach of the Cardinals, you do want to win games. You're a first-year coach. Who gives you a better chance to win when the season starts? Jacoby Brissett gives the Cardinals a better chance to win right away.
Yeah, there will be, I would imagine, at some point this year, from high up top saying, hey, we got to see what we got here.
Of course. I mean, if the Cardinals start 0-6, they're going to make a quarterback change. But I think the right thing to do, Brissett looked really good on that first drive. The veteran quarterback does give you a better chance to win in the first month, especially against that schedule that the Arizona Cardinals have to face. So I would fully expect him, barring injury, to start week one. What do we have here in Pittsburgh?
Trey Smack, another long field goal. I believe that was 58 yards. 7-6. Green Bay kicks a field goal as time expires in the first half. And Trey Smack, once again, the Green Bay Packers have dealt with, since the end of Mason Crosby, have really struggled to find a kicker. And it looks like, I know it's preseason, I would say this is the one thing you can overreact on.
Kickers.
Kickers. And he looks like he's the real deal right now. Trey Smack has hit 2 50-plus yarders. Now, you'll look at the box score in the morning and say, what are you talking about? He hit a 57-yarder. It got wiped off. They kicked a shorter field goal later. And now another, I believe this was 58 yards, and he makes it look easy, Matt. So, man, you know, you spend a draft pick on a kicker, you could be criticized for it. But right now, looks like the Packers did their due diligence and found themselves a pretty darn good kicker. Trey Smack from 58 to make it 7-6.
First of all, I would not criticize any team for using a draft pick on a kicker, because kickers are, oftentimes can be the difference between winning and losing. They can make the difference in winning. You know, they can be the difference in two or three wins. The way kicking is, the importance of kicking is emphasized in the NFL now. It's a huge part of the game. If you've got a kicker who's a weapon, that's worth a lot. Look at Aubrey for the Cowboys or some of the better kickers around. Raiders have had one of the better kickers in the league for the last 5 or 6 years in Carlson. I think, you know, a sixth-round draft pick on a kid who can kick like that's a great value. So, no, even if they took him in the third or fourth round, I wouldn't necessarily criticize him. Well, kicking is a big part of winning or losing NFL games. By the way, the Raiders had a holding call that sabotaged that drive, and they just handed the ball off on 3rd and 18, and Fernando Mendoza trots off the field on his first drive, and the Raiders have to punt. Cardinals take over about their own 20.
Good to have football back in our lives as we got halftime in Pittsburgh. Trey Smack, a couple of long field goals. Well, one long field goal in the box score, two long field goals tonight. And I'm sure Matt LaFleur is very happy to go into the locker room and say, I think we've got ourselves a kicker, as it is now 7-6 in Pittsburgh. And we'll see if the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I bet at +3, can hold on to this deficit. Right now, -$1.60 are the Pittsburgh Steelers, +124 for the Green Bay Packers.
Speaking of kickers, Cameron Dicker, the kicker from Texas, has been one of the best in the league in the last few years, and he puts the Chargers on the board first tonight. But you mentioned the Davis Mills touchdown pass. So the Texans take a 7-3 lead late in the first quarter in Houston. And Texans now 4.5-point favorites, live total 39.5. Raiders Cardinals updated live line. Raiders 1.5-point favorites, live total 46.5. And Colts Patriots game still 3-0. So who fumbled on the goal line for the Colts? Did we find that out? Was that Anthony Richardson or not?
It was not Richardson, what I read there. By the way, did you mention this? Detroit kicks another field goal.
Yeah, that's right.
10-6. So the
Lions get two field goals in the last 2 minutes?
Yeah. Lions, the Bengals turn the ball over on downs at the Detroit 44. Intentional grounding was the call, so they got field goal range. I gotta see that one if that's gonna be a bad beat.
Lions got two field goals in the last 34 seconds of the half. A 41-yarder by Jake Bates and a 52-yarder. First one with 34 seconds left and the second one with no time left on the clock. I think that probably foiled some first half bets on the Bengals for some people. That's a brutal beat if you laid a number that got you beat there in the first half with the Bengals.
10-6, the score at halftime, Bengals and Lions. Gardner Minshew into the game. First quarter over in Las Vegas. 7-7 is the score. Fernando Mendoza making his debut in silver and black. And for Fernando Mendoza, 1-for-3, 9 yards. It was a pass completed to Jack Beck on a third down. Let's hear from Fernando Mendoza, the Raiders rookie quarterback, on the potential of this silver and black offense.
Gotta come into an offense with so many great young players. With Ashton, Brock, we have so many young receivers and also other tight ends and running backs and offensive linemen. It's very invigorating and inspiring as a quarterback because you know you're coming in with a group that has a ton of potential because we're all young. We all grow to work and learn each other and how we can make the Raiders the best offense that we can possibly be. But at the same time, it's just potential. And potential at this point needs to be complemented with improvement and deeds and actual work and facts that, you know, we're improving on the field.
Mendoza's got a great perspective on everything for a young quarterback. He's going to be fine. Somebody mentioned this summer that Mendoza could be a bust, and I said I highly doubt he's going to be a bust. And the reason why is the quarterbacks who are drafted high in the NFL and turn into busts are typically the guys who don't have it mentally, right? Don't have their act together off the field. Maybe don't have the high enough IQ or football IQ to get it done. If you think about guys like Johnny Manziel, you know, some of the guys who have flopped in the past, they were a mess off the field. Mendoza is a high IQ kid, great character kid. He's going to put in the work. You know he's going to put in the work. He's got the right support system around him, and he may not be a superstar, but he's definitely not going to be a bust. I'm going to say that. At worst, he's going to be like a guy who the Raiders can count on to be a quality starting quarterback for, you know, 7 or 8 or 10 years, whatever. I really feel like he's going to be a guy they can win with and is not going to be in any way, shape, or form a bust.
Couple games at half. Pittsburgh 7, Green Bay 6. Trey Smack, 58-yard field goal as time expires. We need to look into whether or not it was a bad beat in Cincinnati. The Lions, a pair of field goals in the final, 90 seconds?
34 seconds.
10-6, the halftime score.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Matt, you said during the break, you know, we haven't talked a ton of baseball. I said, well, Matt, there's only one game going on. It's the Field of Dreams game. Very cool aesthetics out there in Dyersville, Iowa, but not a ton to update the folks on. Well, we now do have a lot to update the folks on, but before we do that, it is VSiN Prime Time. We've got 6 NFL preseason games going on tonight. We've got 2 games at the half. As you said, Matt, I shortchanged the bad beat. The Bengals the Lions scored 6 points in 34 seconds to get a cover in the first half, 10-6. 7-6 halftime score, Steelers with the lead over the Packers. Anthony Richardson has a fumble and an interception tonight, Matt.
Not what you want to see if you're the Colts from a top five pick. So go out and let the kid play tonight and see what he can do. Well, he's showing you what he can do. He can make a bunch of mistakes and not looking good for AR5. I got to think Anthony Richardson's days with the Colts are going to be numbered if he doesn't play much better than this the rest of the preseason.
And by the way, he's not the one who fumbled at the one-yard line. That was Seth McGowan, but he had a fumble later. 10-0 is the score there. Patriots with the lead. We're watching Cardinals and Raiders here in studio. It is our primetime game of the night. The opening drive for the Raiders, very impressive, Matt. 5-for-6 for Kirk Cousins right down the field. Touchdown for Michael Mayer. Jacoby Brissett, remember him? Didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. 5-for-5, 44 yards and a touchdown pass. A nice one to Marvin Harrison Jr. And now Uncle Rico, a.k.a. Gardner Minshew, in for the Arizona Cardinals, as he is 4-for-4 right now, 27 yards. Jeremiah Love, Matt, 6 carries, 17 yards for Arizona, 2 catches for 7 yards as well. 7-7, 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. All right, Matt, let's update people on the Field of Dreams game. Mm-hmm. It started with a bang. Kyle Schwarber, solo homer to right field, no doubter, into the corn. 2-1 the score, top of the fourth inning. This one was definitely not a no-doubter. I will tell you who the right fielder for the Minnesota Twins is. That would be Luke Keyshaw. And what did Mr. Keyshaw do out there in right field, Matt?
Well, he screwed it up. He gets an assist on this Schwarber home run, the second of the night for Schwarbs. Keyshaw seemed to have a good read on the ball. He's drifting at the warning track back to the wall. And by the way, there's a nice run by Jeremiah Love and a first down for the Cardinals in the red zone. So it looks like he's going to catch the ball at the wall, sticks his glove up, misplays it, ball deflects off his glove and goes over the wall into the corn. I mean, if you're the pitcher, you can't be thrilled about that, but at the same time, you did let Schwarbs hit that a long way, so you got to take some of the blame. A definite misplay by the right fielder, knocking the ball over the wall off his glove, and Schwarbs is laughing as he touched home plate. Second home run of the night, and the Phillies up 5-1.
Yeah, and shortly thereafter, another run scored as the Philadelphia Phillies get a Bryce Harper RBI single. Trey Turner scores. 5-1 is the score. We got a touchdown, Matt, in Las Vegas to the right corner of the end zone, and the Arizona Cardinals, Gardner Minshew, nice little feathery touch to the right side, and it's 13-7, extra point pending here.
Well, I'll say this. Our questions are getting answered here about this Raiders defense. This does not look good. This Raiders are clueless again on defense so far tonight. And for those Circa Survivor players who thought, yeah, maybe we'll play the Raiders in week one against the Dolphins, this has got to give you some pause.
I would not do
that. Huh?
Oof. Putting your $1,000 right away on the line on the Las Vegas Raiders. I know you gotta take some risks.
A lot of strategy that goes into this, and that would be the only spot where you'd probably use the Raiders, but...
Oh, well, breaking news, Matt. Another penalty on the Pittsburgh Steelers to start the second half. That would be 8 accepted penalties against the Pittsburgh Steelers so far tonight.
Well, not surprised that my big Mike McCarthy team looks sloppy in the first preseason game, and it probably is going to be sloppy throughout the season.
The touchdown reception was from Simi Fehoko, the former Stanford Cardinal, fifth-round pick back in 21, and the Cardinals have a 14-7 lead right now, as we will see Fernando Mendoza come out for a second time here this evening, Matt. Earlier today, looking back at what unfolded in baseball, the Cubs did show that they could lose a baseball game. They got shut out by the Nationals. Cade Cavalli was phenomenal for the Washington Nationals. If you're going to win, don't go to the bullpen. And he went 8 scoreless, allowed 1 hit, struck out 10, as the Red Hot Cubs did get knocked off earlier today. The Boston Red Sox, they put up a touchdown on the Blue Jays, Matt, and they won 7-0. A lot of those runs came late. Max Scherzer actually pitched pretty decently. Peyton Tolley, last time we saw him, he was striking out, 14? Tonight he goes 8 innings, or this afternoon, 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Red Sox win 7-0. And they were able to snap that gross five-game losing streak, Matt.
Yeah, I like that kid too, Peyton Tolley. I thought the Red Sox might be a good bet today. Did not play it just because they had been skidding, right? The losing streak. But they get that stop today in Toronto with a nice outstanding pitching performance and a pretty good offensive performance overall by the Red Sox. I thought the game of the day was actually the White Sox, the Reds and the White Sox game. That was a wild one. Did you have a chance to watch much of that today?
Didn't watch a ton of it. You and I were recording some college football content for the great people out there. By the way, new episode out, VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Matt and I running through Matt's top 10 power-rated teams, some best bets as well. And, yes, the Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago White Sox 9-8 today, Matt. And the White Sox lead in the AL Central remains 2.5 games over the Detroit Tigers. But, yes, crazy game earlier today.
Wild game on the south side of Chicago that had tempers flaring with Sal Stewart had a ball thrown at his head. But the Reds get away with a 9-8 win. And how about the Cubs today? Come up with nothing.
Yep. Cade Cavalli.
Yep. You mentioned it. Nationals 7, Cubs 0. And we're going to see the Brewers tonight. The Brewers could happen to win a game, which it's been a while. their division lead's now 3.5 over the Dodgers. Ooh. And that's, you know, if it were a typical boring summer night, Tim, our game of the night would have been Brewers-Dodgers in L.A., the start of a four-game series. But it's not a typical boring summer night because we have NFL preseason. Milwaukee 0-3 on this road trip on the West Coast, and we'll see if the Brewers can get back on the winning track tonight. I did not bet this game. I think Roky Sasaki is a very difficult pitcher to handicap. Some nights he looks phenomenal. Other nights he looks like a fraud. We'll see what he does tonight against this Milwaukee lineup. But Sasaki's a guy I think ultimately the Dodgers are going to have to move to the bullpen. And just like they did last year, I think he's – when they get the rotation stacked, all these guys are back, I think Sasaki's going to help out the L.A. bullpen quite a bit in the back end.
Fernando Mendoza zings one in there, Matt. Nice little play action for Fernando Mendoza.
How about the live total, Tim? This looks like it's going to be a shootout tonight in Vegas. These offenses going right up and down the field. Live total right now, 49.5. 14-7, Cardinals on top. Raiders driving.
I believe we've got a play down to the one-yard line. I want to say we're getting updates here. I think Anthony Richardson just went up the middle for a little sneak and a touchdown. So the Colts are on the board, 10-6, extra point pending. So Anthony Richardson goes into the end zone, 10-7, with a minute to go in the first half there. Patriots leading the Colts. Back to Pittsburgh, Matt, 7-6 is the score. And an empty first drive here of the second half for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That has flipped the number a little bit. Pittsburgh still a favorite at minus 125. We've yet to see Drew Aller as we were hurt. We were told.
I don't want to see him yet. Well, I mean, you bet the Steelers. Don't you want Will Howard to play more?
I don't know what I want. Will Howard's kind of had been up and down here. And I'm not the biggest Drew Aller guy in the world. But I do like the reason I bet the Steelers. It is a true quarterback competition, even though Mason Rudolph, you would think, is probably going to be the backup. Never know. Will Howard, Drew Aller. They spent a third-round pick on Drew Aller. We disagreed with it, but they did spend a third-round pick on him. So we will see what these quarterbacks have in store. But 11 minutes to go, and we're going to get a punt here from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Raiders trying to drive. And as you mentioned, Matt, the total in this one now 48.5. As we'll see if the Raiders can punch it in here after giving up back-to-back scoring drives here. By the way, the Packers just look like they might have a decent punt return here. And there was a
blocker.
It was
collided
Packer
with
on
return
Packer
man.
Plan. But don't worry, Matt. Yeah. I think we have
flag
a penalty flag.
Flag on the play. By the way, the bottom line here on NFL Network right now, the story cracked me up last night. Chicago Bears name stays despite possible relocation. I saw this yesterday, and the Twitter trolls were in full force saying that if the Bears moved to Indiana, Hammond, Indiana, that they were going to change their name to the Indiana Bears. Don't be naive. There's no way in hell that was ever going to happen. They were not going to change their name to the Indiana Bears. That's not happening.
The Hamcago Bears.
No. It's never going to be the New Jersey Giants or the Indiana Bears. That's not happening.
Or the Maryland Commanders. Remember, they play in Maryland.
Right.
For now. Whoa.